she's the matron of honor, isn't she?
Okay. Well, that's just she's married, isn't she?
Yes, maid of honor.
Okay.
And that was a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maid of honor.
And have you ever heard of this? If a couple gets married, the rest of the people in the community make a lot of noise, fire rifles, and have you ever heard of that?
When they get married?
Yeah, and everyone else starts making all kinds.
I know they tie the cans onto the car that they're going in, and they throw rice.
Yeah, but that's now.
No, but back there they used to do that with the guns.
Have you ever heard of serenade or belling or chivalry?
I've heard of the serenading them, but I didn't know the
serenading.
The serenading, they would serenade them, but what would they do serenade them? They have they go there and they dance, and the first dance is with the bride, and somebody kisses the bride, and that's the type of serenading I see sometimes on radio, the old-fashioned thing, like one of these Western pictures and that
what
type of thing.
What kind of dances are they?
Oh, honey, they take each other around and around, and they were twirling one around the other night. I tell you, I thought she was going to fall. But now, they used to do, I don't know what the dances were. You know, years ago, the shottis, this was a fashionable, aristocratic dance, the shottis. And they would, I don't know how it was done, but you don't hear anything about that anymore. That's something that's history, that's way back.
Okay, if you went to Nashville last weekend, you might say, last weekend I was
in Nashville.
Yeah, would you say up in Nashville, over Nashville?
I would say over, because you go over the mountains and you're going westward.
Okay.
A lot of people say I'm going out to Nashville, but that sounds so ridiculous to me. I don't think of over, because you're going over so many mountains to get in the
Nashville.
I usually go down, because it's south of us.
Okay. And now say the Browns, the family named the Browns, lived a few houses away. You'd say someone was saying what at the Browns, did you say?
I would say someone is staying, if it's in a certain direction. Yeah, I say over to the Browns' house.
Okay. And you say?
And sometimes you can say they're out to the, no, I don't think I'd say out to the Browns, unless they were further away, possibly out in the country.
Yes.
But I say over to the Browns' house.
Okay. And you say they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole group.
Okay. Any other words for group you might use?
Yes. They arrested the whole bunch, or the whole shebang.
Okay.
Listen, children, even in high school, young people in high school, where are you from? I stay over in Bozeman Town. I said, are you staying there with somebody? No. I said, do you mean you live there? Yes. But they never say, I live in a certain community. I stay in there. Invariably, they all use the same thing. And why? That's a matter of, I don't understand it. I stay in such a place.
Yes.
I said, but are you staying with someone? Are you living there? Well, that's my home. But I always associated staying someplace that just visiting there. But I live here at home.
Yeah.
But they don't. I mean, they're young. They are young adults now, and they still staying, and they stay at home.
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm wrong or whether I'm wrong, but it just seems foolish to me.
Okay, you say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school does what?
School is out at 4 o'clock.